Morning, go to church. How's it going this morning for you? Pretty good? Are y'all awake? Y'all are here. That's the first step, huh? All right. I get the pleasure this morning of starting the year off, giving the word, which I'm excited about. So let's get right to it. So, how many of y'all went out last night? Yeah? Yeah, you did? Yeah, all right. Chuck E. Cheese. Shut it down, huh? Nice, nice, nice. All right. So, how many of y'all celebrated New Year at all last night? The New Year. Crazy what are they called? What are those things called that you do? Traditions, right? Crazy traditions are done on New Year's Eve sometimes. At least crazy to the people that don't do them. How many of y'all ate 12 grapes last night? Anybody? You did? 12 grapes? Yeah. How many of you all threw a bucket of water outside? You did too? Chuck E. Cheese was crazy last night, huh? Man. How many of you all ate black-eyed peas and greens? Is that today? I'm sorry, I don't do the tradition. I celebrated with our brothers and sisters in England 6 hours early yesterday, so I was asleep by 10. But there's different celebrations, right? To usher in the new year, right? Everybody has their own some sort of way, you know, whether it's eating grapes or throwing buckets of water or packing a suitcase. Anybody pack a suitcase and leave it outside last night? Nobody? Y'all need to get up on your New Year's traditions, man. Y'all got some new stuff to do next year. how many of y'all watched the ball drop? Okay. Counted down the 10, the 9. Yeah, everybody likes doing that. So lots of things to usher in the new year, lots of fun things. And regardless of how you celebrate it, the New Year is it's a fun holiday with a lot of meaning. It really is. I mean, so many people use the opportunity at New Year's to start fresh, right? I mean, we flip the calendar over. It's a whole new number. And that's a good thing. And really, we need to take advantage of that. We do. We need to take advantage of it. 2017 is here. It's not coming. It's here. Man, I really thought by 2017, we'd have more cool stuff. I'm dead serious. When I was a kid, flying cars were coming in the year 2000. Still haven't seen a flying car. The government has them. They have them. They just won't let us have them. But that's another story. Just kidding if you're listening. Anyway, so 2017 is here, like I said. And it's an odd year. My dad always, when I was growing up, he always didn't like the odd years for some reason. That's his. Anybody else like that by chance? No, just my dad. Oh, Chris, you're also the weird one too. Cool. my wife, I said, all right, it's another odd year. Let's try to get through this odd year without a baby again, okay? Every odd year, we seem to have another one. Not this year. This year, hopefully, but, you know. All right, so what are the other things that people do at New Year's? Come on, talk to me now. The resolutions, right? The resolutions. Everybody has a resolution. Some people have resolutions to not make resolutions. How many of y'all made resolutions last night? Anybody? Okay. Couple hands. Good, 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 good. The resolutions to, you know, or you know, start or stop things. But that's what I want to talk about a little bit this morning. And this is going to be probably a really simple, just straightforward message, just right to it, and you know, get home because some of y'all stayed up until midnight last night. We're closing down Chuck E. Cheese over here, so you got to take your nap this afternoon. So I understand. So before I want to pray over the message, but I need a volunteer before I do that. I need somebody with like really good hand-eye coordination. Anybody volunteer? Great. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, come on, MVP. Everybody, this is Katie. Katie is the MVP of the Montford Middle School basketball camp. Give it up, give it up, give it up. All right, Katie, I got a job for you. All right, I need you to do something for me. I need you to build a tower. All right, you know how to do this game, right? Okay, just get to it. All right, try not to pay attention to the cute little girl building the tower over here. Pay attention to the... Never mind. All right, so we go... The reason why we make resolutions is because we want things to change or get better, right? Yeah. Something happened in the past year, 2016, that we didn't necessarily like, and so we got to change it. Or we got to do better. Or we want to try something new. Right? That's the gist of resolutions. Good. Okay, we're on the same page. Okay. So I want to throw up some definitions to you because this is what I'm going to be talking about today. And the definitions, I'm going to give you the definitions of goals, plan, vision, and action. All right, whenever y'all are ready, go ahead and we don't have them. Oh, plan. This is the noun version. That's going to be very important. The noun, a scheme or method of acting, doing, proceeding, making in advance. All right? Keep that definition in your head. Give me the next one. This is the verb. Again, very important, the distinction. To arrange a method or scheme beforehand for any work, enterprise, or proceeding. Go ahead, give me the next one. Vision, the act or power of anticipating that which will or may come to be. All right, next one for me, please. Action, an act one consciously wills, and that may be characterized by physical or mental activity. Okay. So that's, and I got goals. No goals. Okay, let me just read the goals for you. Goals, the result or achievement towards which effort is directed. Okay, so I'm throwing a lot of definitions at you, but I want you to keep them in mind as I'm speaking this morning because those definitions are important. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning, this new year that you've given us, that you've allowed us to see, Father. I pray that you bless this message. Just allow it to impact somebody, Father, because you gave it to me for somebody. So just let it come out how you want it to be. Just take over this service. As I'm speaking, Father, allow me just to be a vessel that you're pouring through, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So lots of definitions. And so let's just talk about life for a second, because we're all in this thing together, right? Anybody else not living a life? Okay, that's what I thought. So we all know the struggles that life has. Everybody's not, or nobody is immune to the struggles that life throws at them, right? So life is let's look at this tower as a year of life. And it's creative. So let's look at the tower as a year of life, all right? That's just one calendar year of life. And it starts out, hey, everything's great. This is fully a functional tower. Everybody can clearly see that. There's no real flaws in it or anything like that. First of the year, January 1st, you know, hey, everybody's got their tower all ready to go, right? And hey, we've made the resolutions, right?
Yeah.
And hey, we put those in the tower. All right, that's January 1st. January 30th comes along and it's like, poop. And then life just piles on top of you. Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, we go along and we keep going and stuff happens. More stuff happens and it's
It's like just life poking at you, seeing where it can pile more stuff on top of you. All right? Am I right? Just more stuff. Just and next thing you know, like, your resolutions got holes in them. But you're still standing. I mean, hey, you're still there. You just got, you know, your ears got a little more rough. That's all. It's not as strong as it started out, right? Your resolutions aren't as strong as, you know, not as resolved. And then life just kind of comes along and still just kind of seeing where it can poke at you. And then just pile more stuff on top of you. Next thing you know, you're feeling a little wobbly in this thing called life, right? The year's going by. Things aren't going exactly as planned. The resolutions have kind of left in February. And, you know, that elliptical that you bought is now a clothes rack. The next thing you know, life is just like... Can anybody relate? Can anybody relate? Thank you, Katie. And by 2016, the end of 2016, a lot of us just felt like this. Anybody? A lot of stuff happens in a year. 365 days. It's a lot. A lot can happen. And a lot of it, by the end of it, just we just feel like that. Good intentions starting out. Everything was peachy keen jelly bean to begin with. And now we get to the end of the year and we're like, oh, come on, new year. Come on, new year. I need to build a new tower. And so here we are. 2016 is over. 2017 has begun. All right, you made your resolutions, right? But I'm not convinced that resolutions are exactly the answer. Okay? Because here's why. I want to throw out a verse to you. It's Proverbs 29:18. Some of you all might be familiar with this verse. But I got several different versions that I want to give to you because they're all awesome, and I couldn't choose just one, and a lot of them have a lot of meaning. So if you wouldn't mind throwing up the first one for me. Where there is no vision, the people perish. All right? That's from the Modern English version. Go to the next one for me. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. And you can read the rest of it. I'm just trying to emphasize the first part. Go ahead and put the next one up. That's the NIV, by the way. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. That's the American Standard Version. Go ahead and go to the next one. This is where it starts getting really good. Where there is no vision, no revelation of God in His Word, the people are unrestrained. Go ahead and go to the next one for me. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. So I'm going to just throw this out there. Maybe we need less resolutions and more revelation. Going into 2017, maybe we need just less resolutions and a little more revelation from God. So let's talk about those definitions that I threw out a second ago. What is the ultimate thing that you want to reach by putting out a resolution? There is a what? It starts with a G, ends with an OL. What is it? A goal, right? You have a goal that you would like to reach because you put forth these resolutions. But here's something interesting, and I found it interesting. You might find it interesting too. The word goal is used in the Bible 4 times. Four. Not even a handful. But the word plan is used 76 times. Where's the emphasis? Yeah, I'd say so. All throughout the Bible, what do you hear? God's what? God's what? God's plan. You don't hear so much. I mean, you know it, and it is, you know, emphasized, and we know what it is. But you don't hear people talking so much about what? God's goal. You hear people talking about his plan. There's emphasis there. And there's a reason why there's emphasis there. You know why I don't like talking about the goal so much? It's because it's a hashtag. I work around middle school kids and high school kids almost every day of my life. Hashtags are their life. Goals? That's a hashtag. Let me explain for some of you that might not understand just yet. But there's this thing called, it's a number sign, okay, or a pound sign. The kids these days, they've turned it into something else called a hashtag. Or for you musically savvy people, it's a sharp. Thank you. But the kids have turned it into a hashtag. And this is a neat little way to tag things through social media. You hashtag something and do it again later by using the same hashtag. Are you with me? I know it's a lot to take in. I know. Amen. All right? But if you like something that you see and you want it to happen to you, you know what the kids say? Goals. Goals. Hashtag. Goals. All right, so I'll give you a real world example. I talk about my family a lot in my classroom and in the youth services. And oftentimes when I describe my wife or my daughters or anything like that, some kid will say, "Oh, goals." As in, they would like what they see in my life with my wife and my children to happen to them. Does that make sense? All right, I'm trying to break it down for you so that everybody understands where I'm at. So when the kids say, goals, they want what they're seeing to happen to them. But here's the reason why I don't like that. They only see the end result. They don't see the process. They don't see what it takes to reach the goal. They don't see the heartbreak that it takes to get there. They don't see the hurt feelings that it takes to get there.
Yes.
They don't see the impact that everything you do has on everything and everyone around you.
Yes.
They don't see that. They just see the goals. 4 times that's used in the Bible. 76 times is plan. Where is the emphasis? You got to plan. Now, the planning process can be you. More, or rather, less resolution, more revelation. You don't get revelation from yourself. Don't work like that. If you think you got a revelation from yourself, no, that's called a thought. Congratulations. You get revelation from God Almighty through the reading of the Word and through the meditating on it and through communicating with the Spirit. That's where revelation comes from. You read the Word and you get revelation from it. It's not coming from you. Less resolution, more revelation. So as you sit down and you plan the goals of this year, there needs to be more than you just sitting down at a notebook with a pen saying, I want this to happen, goals. I want this to happen, goals. I need this to happen, goals. It needs to be more than that. Because here's how that works. It's funny. So planning is cool, right? How many of y'all are planners in here? I am not. That's my wife. My wife is the planner. I am the, shoot from the hip kind of, let's just go, sounds great, let's do it kind of guy. But I'm the shopper. Doesn't mix. My wife hates shopping. I love shopping. I am the one that buys the groceries in my family. You'll see me at Publix with my daughter, mostly if she wants to go to get a cookie. You likely won't see Beth at Publix. Okay, so if you're ever out at Publix hoping that you run into Beth, it's not going to happen. You got me. Okay? And so the thing is, sometimes I just go to Publix. And I'll say, hey, we need something. I got to go to the store. So I'll go. All right? And likely it was like we needed milk. So I'm going to run to Publix, get some milk. But no, I run to Publix, got to get the buggy, get the milk. Well, the cookies are on sale too. And didn't we need some of those club crackers that are always BOGO at Publix? Yeah, we definitely need some of those because my kids eat those sometimes. We need more chicken because we always are cooking chicken and eating chicken, so might as well get chicken. Oh, it's on sale too? $3.99 a pound. Let's get two. And then, let's see, since we're getting milk, we might as well get some chocolate milk sauce to go with it. And to balance out the cookies and the chocolate sauce, let's go ahead and throw some vegetables in there, make things look good so the cashier's not like, okay? And so, yeah. So that's kind of how Publix trips go for me sometimes when I don't plan. Here's how they go. If Beth gets a hold of me before I go and says, all right, hey, let's make a list. All right, let's make that list. We need A, B, C, and D. All right. Let's go. So we go. I go, get in the store, grab the basket. A, B, C, D. It's only been 6 minutes. That's it's got to be a record. Let's check something, another aisle out over here. Nope. Got to stick to the plan. All right, cashier. Wow, that's the least I've ever spent at Publix. That's awesome. And that's how it goes if I plan. And then I'm home in like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and everybody's happy. Now, that's just a little analogy about planning. But in life, it's not always straightforward like that, right? You can't just say in life, I need to pick up this and this and this and this, and then just go with it. It's not. It's a little more complicated than that. And that's why you need a plan with vision. Oh my goodness, she's paying attention. I love it. That's why she's on the front row. Vision. Do you know where vision comes from? Yeah. Where does vision come from? Anybody? You can say it. It's like the typical Sunday school answer. It's okay. Yeah, from God. Yeah. Let me tell you something. James is a great man.
Yes.
I love James.
Yes.
All right. James is blind, if y'all didn't know.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. But here's why he didn't know that for us. Watch this. I remember when James had sight. I remember the process of him going blind. James lost his sight, but I guarantee you James never lost his vision.
Amen.
Do y'all get that? Vision is different than sight. Vision causes you to see things that are unseen. Right? Come on. Vision allows you to see things that are unseen, like the things that are coming at you in 2017. Like the snares and entrapments that the enemy has placed in 2017 for you. When you allow God's vision to direct you and your actions, those plans become his plans. They're no longer your plans, not your plans for 2017. God, what are your plans for me in 2017? Amen. So, like I said, this is going to be, you know, real straightforward. But I need another volunteer. Actually, a couple, maybe four. Yeah. Come on, Miller boys. I got three right there. Jeremiah, where you at? All right. I need these passed out. Each person in here gets one of these. Get some from over there. There you go. All right, so what I want to do, this is January 1st. How often do we get a chance to come to church on the first day of the year? All right, I thought that was pretty cool. So on January 1st, this is what we're going to do as a church and as an individual and as a family, if your family's here. Y'all are getting pieces of paper, right? If y'all don't know, I'm also a teacher, so I got to leave you with some kind of paperwork, right? Homework. Yeah, some kind of homework.
But here's the thing. I want you all to take it serious. You don't have to. That's fine. I'm not forcing you to. This is not something you're going to turn in next week or anything like that. But I want you to do something that could very well help you in 2017. Each of your papers, and I didn't grab one to see what they actually say. I can't remember. Thank you. So here's what's going to happen. And you don't need to fill this out right now. Actually, I kind of don't want you to fill it out right now, because what I want you to do is take these home. And I want you to pray. As a matter of fact, we have a fasting week coming up starting January 9th. That could be a very great time to fill this out, because fasting and prayer is a great way to hear from God. Let me give that to you more. So the paper just simply says, what are your what is your goal for your personal life by December 2017? That's the end of this year. And then it says, what is your plan or vision, which means specifically, how are you going to accomplish that? Now, again, please don't misunderstand. This is not you sitting down, filling out a paper about how you feel. I want you to go home. I want you to commune with the Father. I want you to talk to Daddy. I want you to see what He wants you to do this year. Because I'm telling you, if you guys go home January 1st and you start building your tower the way you think you ought to be built and everything like that, and you start putting yourself into it and everything like that, eventually life is going to knock you down again. That's how this works. That's how the enemy works. I was talking with a friend the other day, and he's like, man, Josh, I keep struggling with the same thing over and over and over again. Why can't this be shaken? Why can't I just get rid of this? And I said, why would he? Or why would the enemy do something different if you haven't grown? Let me explain. That didn't come out exactly the way I wanted to. Let me explain it a little better. So basically, he's saying, you know, I keep dealing with the same thing, keeps popping up. And it's always the same thing. And it's attached to his spiritual growth. Well, how have you grown in God? Well, I haven't very much. Well, then why would the enemy change up his game plan? Why? He doesn't have to. In sports, you would call that like a bread and butter play. Why would you go to something else? 94, 95, 96 Bulls triangle offense. They didn't need anything else. They beat every team with the same offense, same thing, every game. They didn't need to change. If you're not growing, the enemy doesn't have to change a thing. You're going to keep stumbling over the same stuff. Yeah. So this is a year of growth. Somebody told me this was a year of Jubilee. Y'all, anybody in here know anything about the year of Jubilee? Yeah? Okay. I'll just leave it to you, those, and you can kind of spread the word. I won't talk about it because I don't want to take time. But yeah, this year could be a very, very special year for us as believers. It can be a very, very, very special year for us as believers. But I guarantee you it's not if you rely on yourself throughout. If you are relying on yourself to get you through this year, to make these plans, to sit down and accomplish these goals, are y'all with me? All right. So does everybody have a paper? Did I miss anybody? All right, like I said, I'm not forcing you to do it, but I'm asking. And you don't have to take it serious, but I'm asking. And if you do, it could very well be helpful. And the reason why it's on a nice little small sheet of paper, because guess what? You can stick it on the fridge. It won't take up much room. You still have your grandkids' pictures there. You can tape it to the mirror in your bathroom every morning. You can see it. You can put it in your Bible if you're reading your word every day. Open it up. All right. Here's a plan, God, that you gave to me for 2017. And we can go from there. And here's why the writing down is so important in Habakkuk 2:2. It just says simply, write it down. Write it down on the tablet. Of course, we got different types of tablets these days. Write it down. Make it plain.
That the person that's running with it can see it. That as it's going forward, we can see it. Because if you're writing it down and you ain't moving, you're not progressing. You're not growing. You're not putting in the action steps it takes to reach the goals. So we have to, as individuals, as lovers of Christ, as people in relation with the Father, we have to get with Him to understand the vision that He has for our life during this year. As a family, as your individual families, me and my wife and my daughters, we have to get together and commune with the Father to see what He has for us in 2017. We, as a church family, we have to come together and commune with the Father to see what He has for us in 2017. Because I'm telling you, if we put it in our own hands, it's a tumbling tower waiting to happen. Amen. So let's go there. Let's go there in 2017. Let's make sure that we are in communication with God. Don't let it be a resolution either. Let it be a revelation. Because if you catch this fire January 1st, January 15th, it starts to trickle down like a little, you know, a little flame on a candle, and then January 30th or 31st, it's just, you know, a tiny little spark. What do you think is going to happen the rest of the year? There's 11 more months to go. Amen. And you got to keep it going. And the problem with resolutions is that most people don't become resolved to do them. They just look at things and say, goals. We got to put in the work, church. We got to put in the work. I know there's a lot of things that we want to see accomplished. Yeah. A lot of us have loved ones that don't know Christ. Amen. A lot of us don't have the close relationship like we would want with Christ. A lot of us want to go deeper. A lot of us want breakthrough in life, in the practical things, and in job stuff, financial stuff, and relationship stuff, all those things. But if you're holding them in your hand, that's you saying, God, I want to be in control of this. I want to be in control of this outcome. I'll handle this. And if that's how you want to handle it, it's your choice. But history, you can pull out statistics, I'm sure. But everything you look at is probably going to point back to by the end of the year. Write it down and make it plain. When you go home today, you can start the process. I'm not telling you go home and start writing right away. Start the process. Start talking to God. You can wait till the fasting week. That'd be great. Like I said, fasting and prayer is a great way to hear from God. That's my baby. And that was actually my cutoff. They were like, eh. When the baby screams, it's time. So, church. Let's get serious about it.
Yes.
Let's get serious about it.
Yes.
If you want things to happen, don't leave it in your own hands.
Amen.
Make like Frozen and let it go.
Yeah.
My kids love that joke. I'm such a dad. All right. Supposed to have an altar call, but I don't feel led to, because I want this to kind of resonate with you, and I don't want anything that could be emotionally tied to it to take over. So I'm going to leave you with that. You got your homework, right? You got your homework. We are going to pray, and we're going to bless this year, and we're going to ask God, the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord Almighty, the one who created you and the plans that He has for you, to take over this year for you. Amen. Stand with me.